I'm going to talk about how we are now entering the age of artificial intelligence. During the last few days, there's been quite a lot of talk about ChatGPT, I think it's called, and we already have Google's Lambda. The technology of AI can now make you a song, generate a song, write something for you, maybe even a novel. Let's say you want a song in the style of a famous pop artist, and I can't think of anyone right now, but you get my point. And I guess in a few seconds it will be there. Oh, I'm going to have to find somewhere to put down my camera. It's actually too cold to hold a selfie stick. Let's go down to the sea. It's the beginning of February. It's been quite warm, but now it's cold again. But as you may be able to notice, there is no ice on the fjord. Beautiful morning. Okay, so we are, as far as I can understand it, still in the early stages of the implementation of AI into our entire society. But that's the direction that where we are. We are heading in that direction. And it seems like nobody, except us, nobody's interested in stopping this. It seems like it's just happening and there is nothing we can do about it. Now, AI, of course, is a good thing in certain areas. Now, I'm not an expert on this at all. Not at all. So I'm just giving you my opinion here, but I can imagine that in certain parts of certain areas of science where you do research with large amounts of data and so on, you will use AI. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But what we're going to see is that people, because they are lazy, are going to use this artificial intelligence in their daily life more and more and more. Now, I think, I might be wrong on this, but I guess, my guess is that the days when we used to go to the internet and do searches for things, those days will soon be over. Most people will just talk to their phone, their smartphone, and it will feed them back information, spoken to them maybe with some flashy images. I think that there's going to be a separation between people who are still able to or interested in finding information, consuming, if you will, real art, real music, real books, real novels, and those who don't care. And I think that the people who don't care will be the majority. And I hope I'm wrong on this. I am a novelist myself, and I would hate if people just went to some app, and they typed in their favorite author, and they want a book in, you know, let's say 300 pages or 200 pages read to them in the voice of their favorite actor, and they just, it's generated in seconds, a fake book, you know. I shouldn't say this. I hate to give these people ideas, but I guess they have thought this out already, and I guess that they have plans for this already. Same with music, same with paintings, you know, the art that you hang on your wall. But the most important thing to understand here is that it has no soul. It's fake. Now, the Woodlander made an excellent video about this that I shared here on the community post, and he said correctly, it is fake, it is not real, it has no soul. Now, when I write a novel, what goes into that is my effort, my time, pain, and something that I don't really understand. Something that I can't define. It goes into that novel every time. And other novelists will probably say the same. That component will not be there in a fake book. It will not be there in a fake song. It's quite easy to see where this is going. People will become dumber. They will be told what to think, what to believe, what to feel, and they won't question it. Now, not everyone will be like that. So we will have this split, this separation between those who are critical to everything. Those who dare to ask the questions, and those who don't bother. And mind you, those of us who keep asking the questions, we will be labeled, I don't know, conspiracy theorists, crazy, difficult, yeah, all sorts of, they will put all sorts of negative labels on us. But that's okay, we are used to that by now. It's okay. So, to those of you who are ready to fight this, I will say this. We must not give up. We must speak. Speak up, speak out about this. Especially if you're a parent, I think you have a responsibility to keep your kids away from this as much as possible. And my advice for those who are interested in that is that we need to connect with what is real. Real trees. Real nature. Get back to nature. There's a reason why I'm always saying that we need to get back to nature. There's a reason for that. Connect with real books. Read real books. Books are dated. And I believe that if you haven't started already, you should now start building your library. Get books, proper books. Because, and again, I hope I'm wrong, there might come a time very soon when even the printed books, if there is such a thing in the future, well, I actually think that there are going to be printed books, because lots of us prefer to sit and read the book, you know, like paper books, but maybe I'm just being very old-fashioned. But there will be fake books written by AI. That's not what you want. So build your library. Start now. Go and buy books. And yes, I know, books are, at least in some countries, quite expensive, but you can buy secondhand books. Not digital. Paper books. Put them on your bookshelf and start reading. It's a good habit to have. And I spoke about this in another video, by the way. Yeah, connect with what is real. Connect with real people in real life, face to face. Have real relationships with people. But first and foremost, nature. Nature. Connect with nature. Get out in nature. Spend time in nature. Okay. If you're still listening, thank you for that. I have a couple of other channels as well. I'll put those here in the on the end screen. And go and check those out if you have a few minutes to spare. Thank you.